Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
I want to talk to you about your child who might be lagging behind in things. Now, honestly, this is kind of a more of a fresh interaction here, where you might think that you just asked me, you know, I have a child that lags, what do I do? And I would start off by saying, you know, I'd want to know what you mean by lag. Normally what that means is a child is behind. They're not where they need to be compared to their peers. Maybe it's not lagging, it's maybe they don't work at their schooling. Maybe the child, you might call it lazy or something like that. Maybe they're really not getting a subject. See, all of these nuances of lagging are important to figure out, because if a child is not learning a subject, then you need to do something. Start them backwards a little bit, you know, go back so they can really master something they've missed and build on it. Math is that way. Or maybe there's a place to get a tutor or get some help in some context. What my sense is that it's the comparison that's the problem. So what's the phrase I heard this week that I like so much? That if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. And what we can do is we get caught in comparison. And it could be beauty, or it could be wealth, or it could be knowledge, or it could be job status or whatever. And when we do this in education, we can really mess up, because students can really grow and work at different paces. And you can have late bloomers who do brilliantly well. Some kids that are brilliant early, you know, kind of peak early and don't do so swell. And I guess the fundamental thing that I would like to invite you to think about is to get off the comparison game of how your child's doing compared to somebody else. I know it's unavoidable. It's going to happen if they go to college. It's going to happen on things like SATs. But in the process, as a long-term life skill, comparing yourself to other people is just not the way to go. In fact, years ago, I did a sermon on this topic in my past life of being a pastor. And the sermon title was something to the effect, or the point of the sermon, was that when you compare, you lose. And I think that still bears out. When you compare, you lose. And what I'd like to invite you to do is, with your lagging student, quit comparing the student to other people, but rather compare the student to him or herself. We kind of learned this from golf. You can compare yourself to others, win, lose, or draw. But really in golf, you're trying to do a little better tomorrow than you did yesterday. And with your student, where are they in math is just the question. And how do you get them to advance? Where are they, and how can you get them to advance? So you're not looking at where are they, where they need to be. And I'm not saying that's not an issue. But on a day-in, day-out basis, the issue is really, where are they, and how do we get them further along? And how do we get them further along? And you know, if your child is not doing that, then that is indeed a serious problem. You probably need some help. But if you take this proper view, you'll appreciate how exactly it'll get you where you want them to be. They'll just simply grow, because they're improving and improving and improving, and you're building in a lifetime skill. Lagging is probably comparison. If they're not doing what they need to be doing compared to themselves, if they're not improving, if they're not doing better now than they were weeks ago or months ago, you've got something that needs to be addressed. If you reorganize it to start getting them to improve every day, you're on target. The lagging issue will almost always take care of itself. Hope that helps.